and I have come to truly admire the perseverance and passion of the many dedicated volunteers here. From now until October 31st, Sound FM has begun the Can't Stop, Won't Stop pledge drive. Your generous donations will help us remain on air and continue our 33 years in community broadcasting. Please call 519-886-CKMS to find out how you can donate, or visit us at www.soundfm.ca. Sound FM 100.3 is worth fighting for.
Sing, sing, sing! You're listening to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. And that was Sing, Sing, Sing. And Ava was dancing to that in her chair. But
I was playing the drums.
She was playing the drums. You were playing the drums. And I was trying to talk to you.
It didn't work.
I couldn't speak to you.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to you. Sorry.
Nobody ever pays attention.
No, I was just enjoying my music.
That's right. You know, it's Sing, Sing, Sing. If you can honestly dance to it at that speed for the entire song,
yeah,
through all the drum solos
you.
And everything, that is incredible. At the Jazz Festival, Ann Sichters and I danced to most of it.
Oh, you did?
But we skipped the big, huge drum solo in the middle. Partially because we were really enjoying the drum solo and partially because we needed to catch our breath.
It's usually for the jam circle, so you never dance through it because always someone else is going
yes.
in the middle of the circle and show
yes.
off.
Exactly.
Right?
People
then you have
off.
Time to catch your breath.
So again, that was dedicated to Dave Small and all the guys down at Sound Magic, everybody that helps me out there with the job. All right.
We have a guest.
We have a special guest. Chantel Jubenville is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello, Chantel. You
Hi.
Look lovely this evening.
Hi.
I apologize to all of those of you who can't see her because she looks lovely. And... So, Chantel, I have an interview for you. I'm going to interview you right now.
Very good.
And I... prepared interview with Chantel because Chantel is actually going to be leaving us pretty soon. She's where are you going?
I am moving to St. John's, Newfoundland.
St. John's, Newfoundland. And why are you moving to St. John's, Newfoundland?
I'm going there. I'm going to be going to Memorial University of Newfoundland for my Master's of Music.
Master's of Music. That is so badass. Master's of Music. I love it. And you're a swing dancer here in town. You do love the swing dancing. Honestly, I think you are just one of the most excited people about swing dancing in the community.
Oh my gosh, it's so easy to be excited about it. Everyone should swing dance. It's so much fun.
So what initially drew you to swing dancing?
Well, your brother, Kieron Myers, who also used to dance with the Hepcat Hoppers.
Who better be listening right now, bro.
I had met him years ago in university, and one day, back when swing dancing was still held at Caesars, before it burnt down, somebody told me that I should try swing dancing, so I went with my friends, and then Kieron Myers was there, and I knew him from before, so I felt like, you know, comfortable in the environment, because I was like, oh, thank goodness, at least I know somebody, and it was just so, so much fun. And then I stopped for a long time because there was exams and all of these typical student excuses.
Finishing your undergrad.
Exactly. And then for my dear friend's anniversary, they were like, oh, we should all go swing dancing. So they invited me out and we all got dressed up and went swing dancing at Maxwell's. And I have never stopped coming.
How long ago was that?
That was in November.
November.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome. I love it. Oh, it's so good. And, yeah, my brother's good at dragging people swing dancing.
It's true, it's true. No, he...
And you're going to do your master's in music.
Yes, I am.
So tell us about your background in music.
Well, I will be studying... I'll be doing a master's of violin performance when I'm there. So I actually just got done my undergrad in violin. I went to Laurier here in Waterloo. I'm originally from Chatham, Ontario, and outside of Chatham, Ontario is this itty-bitty little French farming community called Pancor, which is a French name for shortbread, literally. That's what Pancour means. And there's a story behind that, but it's not really relevant to my musical career, so... I am French-Canadian, and... music was just always a really big thing in my house. My dad played guitar, my mom played piano and sang. So all of us kids, I have an older brother and a younger sister, we all got involved and played music. And I was so young when I started violin. I was 6 years old.
Did you play on her like a really
I played
violin?
On a quarter-sized violin, which is about 12 inches long.
That is so cute.
It's itty-bitty. It's like, Yeah, it's tiny, tiny, tiny.
And you still have it?
I do. It belonged to my Pepe. Yeah, my Pepe, my grandpa. So he gave it to me. So yeah, I don't even remember because I was so young, but when I ask my mom, I'm like, oh, well, why did I start violin? My mom tells me that apparently I, like, begged her to play the violin for, like, a year before I even started. So she was like, well, after a year, you were still really persistent, so, like, we gave you lessons. And I remember my first lesson. It was on January, Friday the 13th, 1990-something, whatever age 6 years old equals. Because I was
your teacher?
Eric Tracy.
Eric Tracy.
Eric Tracy. He's a violin teacher in Chatham. So I would drive in to the city because I grew up on a farm. So we would go.
At 6 years old.
Oh, it was impressive. I was a very talented 6 year old.
You're still very talented.
Thanks. So yeah, we would go into town and I would have my lessons once a week, just half an hour. And I remember my first lesson and it was just so great. And I've never stopped. I've just kept going with music. So that's how I got involved with that. So, like, folk tunes and, like, more fiddle music was what I grew up being influenced by because that's what my family kind of played. But I'm trained classically, though, so
yes.
Classical music has kind of been my passion since then. And I started playing in the Windsor Symphony Youth Orchestra when I was in high school. And then when I came to university, you know, I kept up. I studied classically here, and I still play fiddle tunes, though, and stuff. So yeah. I'm actually really looking forward to learning, like, traditional Newfoundlander fiddle music. Because across Canada, everywhere you go, just, like, you know, accents change depending on where you're from.
Yeah.
Fiddle music changes. So in Ontario itself, there's actually, like, three different kinds of fiddle music. Like, there's the Southern Ontario fiddle music. There's more, like, Northern Ontario. And then there's Métis fiddle music as well.
Yeah.
Which is, and they're all so different. So yeah, I hope to learn, like, more Newfoundlander type when I go.
Excellent, excellent. That's very Celtic influenced.
It is.
That's my background.
Yes,
but
yes.
But you have played jazz before.
Jazz, yes, I try.
Yes.
I'm more comfortable with, like, blues.
You've played with Sandy McDonald's on a Monday night a couple times.
Yes, yes, a few Mondays and nights ago at Maxwell's for one of the swing nights, I met one of the guitarists, Sandy McDonald, and trumpeter Paul Mitchell. They came and they play for our swing nights, and I just thought he was amazing at guitar, so I went up to him and talked to him, and then we ended up actually playing, like, a St. Patrick's Day gig together, because he's an amazing, like, everything guitarist. He could just, like, play all the different kinds. And then I played with Paul and Sandy, and it was really, really fun, and completely out of my comfort zone, and I was like, oh no, it's going to sound terrible, but everyone was, like, so encouraging, so yeah, no, it was really, really fun. It was so fun.
And just once again, you're listening to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM, and this is the Swing Jazz and Blues radio show, and I'm your host, Sherlock Myers, and we will be with you here until midnight, and we are here interviewing our special guest, Chantal Dubenville.
Yes,
it's
hello.
It's really great to have you here, Chantal. Chantal, since you have such an awesome background in music, has this background affected your want or desire or ability to dance?
Oh, I think probably hugely.
Excellent.
Yes, I would imagine so.
Yeah.
I think that being a musician and also being a music teacher, I think about things in, like, you know, from a very teaching perspective. So, you know, for instance, rhythm is just, like, so important in music and, like, also in dance.
Yes.
So I feel like I have an advantage. I had an advantage when I started dancing that I, like, was able to, like, pick up the rhythms quite easily, and my steps weren't always the right ones, but, you know, it got sorted out, and I think I've improved over time, so that was really, really great. So yeah, I think that being a musician definitely improves
awesome.
These things.
Now, there's in St. John's. St. John's is a very special case because not only is it the easternmost Canadian city, but there's also no established swing community in St. John's.
Absolutely none, and I'm so sad.
And you plan to remedy this?
Oh, do I ever. So,
what do you have in mind?
Well, when I found out that I was moving to St. John's, which was kind of actually still just recently, like it was on May 12th or 14th that I actually found out officially that I had been accepted and, you know, all the then it was like, okay, plans are go. I'm going to go to St. John's. So then I started looking into the swing community because I really, really wanted to keep swing dancing. And I was, you know, David Trin is always talking about all the people he knows across North America. And so I asked him, you know, well, do you know anybody in St. John's? And he sadly told me that he only knows people as far as Halifax, I think is what he said. So I looked into it a little further, and I have some friends who live in St. John's, so I asked them, you know, had they ever heard of swing dance in St. John's, and nobody had, and, you know, Google didn't help me at all. So I have since concluded that there is no swing scene in St. John's, and I plan on changing that.
Excellent. Awesome. And what kind of things have you been doing here in Ontario to prepare?
Well, I had only been doing, like, follow Lindy Hop and Charleston. And then when I found out that there wasn't a swing scene in St. John's, I was really, you know, it occurred to me, oh, well, if I'm going to start one, then obviously I need to learn how to lead. So actually since May, which is not that long, I've really been asking everybody I know, like David and yourself and people from the UW Swing Club, to help me with my leading. So I think that I've made leaps and bounds. I'm not an excellent lead by any means, but I think I know enough of the basics that hopefully when I'm in St. John's, I'll be able to start a campus, like a weekly campus swing thing. I don't really know. It's all so, like, exciting and new, and I keep looking into it. But I think until I actually get to St. John's, which is in just, like, 12 days.
12 days.
Oh, my gosh. So once I actually get to St. John's, I'll be able to actually physically go and talk to somebody who knows how to set up these things, because this is also a really new thing. I have never been involved in anything on campus. Even in my undergrad, I was so involved in just, like, you know, the ensembles and stuff. I didn't really have time to... I didn't really look for any other things to do, but I really feel like this would be such a good outlet for me in St. John. So yes, yeah. I've been like learning how to lead step by step, and I'm so thankful. Thank you everyone for teaching me. So hopefully I'll be able to, you know, give people correct instruction so that if they travel and swing with people, dance with other people, the people they swing dance with won't be like, oh, why are you doing this wrong?
Yeah.
Hopefully it will be, everything will be good.
Well, you're going to find that pretty much wherever you go. And you're going to miss us.
Oh, so much. Today is like it's a low day.
A low day?
Yes. Today was my last day of work. I teach at a music school in Oakville, Miriam School of Music. I'm a violin teacher there. And today was my last day of teaching. So all of my students that I taught today and, like, throughout the summer and this past year, they all came and said goodbye to me, and it was very emotional. And you get these little six-year-olds who come, and they cry, and they hug you, and they're like, we love you. And I'm just like, oh, I love you too. So, yes, I came home from that, and then I went swing dancing in the park, which is excellent, and I hope that they're still swing dancing now. And
this evening.
I was there earlier this evening. I had a commitment to go there and then a commitment to come and visit you here in the studio, and I'm very glad to do this.
Yes.
So
excellent.
So yeah, I'm realizing now that the day is coming closer and closer to leave. So actually, I'm swing dancing. I have swing danced.
I always want to say swing dance as well.
Like 6 days in a row, and I'm not tired of it yet.
Awesome.
I could keep going.
Awesome. Well, we're gonna have to find some time to head down to Toronto at least one more time.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah. And we'll give you a going away jam.
Yes, everybody should come. On August 1st, that is my last day swing dancing here in Waterloo.
All right. Once again, you're listening to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. And this is the Swing Jazz and Blues Radio Show. Chantel, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And you're going to stay with us to the end of the show?
I think so, yeah.
Excellent. And we're going to hear some more music. Ava, what do you got
for
us?
I Have a Good Man It's Hard to Find from the Hot Five Jazz Makers. This song was written in 1910, and it says, a good man is hard to find. Nowadays, it's hard to find.
If it makes me feel any better, I'm single. I probably shouldn't say that on the radio.
No.
So shameless plugs, they're all good.
So if the good man was hard to find in 1910...
good man is still hard to find today.
probably. It's even harder.
It's even harder, do you think?
Yeah.
Where you can, oh, okay. All right. Well, let's listen to exactly how hard it was.
I found it, though. I had to say it. I have to say that
you
I
did.
Found it, though. He might be listening to me, so I...
You've got a beautiful ring on your,
yes,
on your left hand.
Yeah.
Yes. Jeff Mocha is a wonderful person.
He is.
All right. Sorry, gentlemen. Ava's sexy accent is taken.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
As nerdy as I am.
I played it just for you.
Oh, thanks, Ava. That's so kind of you. I love the Super Mario's. I have a t-shirt that says Little Brothers Get Luigi. I love that t-shirt.
That's a pretty good one.
I actually wore it to my brother's engagement party. So, that was the Super Mario Brothers theme. Who's that by, Ava?
It's by Martin Spitznagel.
Martin Spitznagel. Say that five times fast.
It's a weird name, yeah.
There's no way he's German.
Yeah, he is. He's from the U.S. And he's a ragtime pianist.
Ragtime.
Yeah,
ragtime is cool. For those dancers, ragtime was danced to by a dance called the Texas Tommy,
yes.
Which is a. Also a move that we do in Lindy Hop, the Texas Tommy. And the Texas Tommy dance is done to ragtime music. Have you got... we've got a couple of songs here that I'm just going to set up now. One of them is going to be a very special surprise, and I'm dedicating it to the person right beside me, to Ava. And I think you're going to enjoy it, and I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is, because...
Which one is it?
It has to be a surprise. It is... it is another version of Bymir Bissouchain.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other song that we are going to be playing for you is by Caravan Palace, and it's by Caravan Palace, and that song, we'll play that one first, Caravan Palace first. And Caravan Palace is not actually a swing band, although the song itself does swing. It has a swing to it. And the song was used for the I Charleston Harangue video that began this whole I Charleston the World movement.
Okay.
Caravan Palace.
Caravan Palace it is.
Caravan Palace and Bymir Bissouchain. Enjoy.
Okay, let's go.
Give it a pop, 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 give it a pop Listen to what they call their Hungarian version, strictly from Hungary.
Pork chops with plenty of gravy. Buy me a biscuit to mashed potatoes. Buy me a biscuit to scrambled eggs. Buy me a biscuit to toast with french fries too. I could think of Elsa fish, but I'll take some orange stew. Bring me some ice cream pie with plenty of those good baked potato pies. I could say spaghetti, I could say beef stew, but bring me some of that good, good, good fried lamb.
Look out now, boy.
Gravy on the side. Mashed potatoes with ice cream stew, beanie, beanie, beanie.
When a schnitzel, shishki babo, rano di tamila vila bela.
listening to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. And that's by Mir Bistushane by Slim and Slam. That was for Ava. Ava is Hungarian.
That has nothing to do with Hungary or, yeah. or Hungarian food or anything. It got as close as schnitzel.
Yeah.
But
schnitzel.
Schnitzel is German.
I guess
so
it's the right consonant.
Yeah, yeah. But I was, I thought he was going to say something like paprikash or goulash or...
something Hungarian.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's hilarious. I love that. And actually, I should give a little bit of credit because Kathleen Molto, my good friend, gave me that song.
It's a good song.
It's a good song.
Version. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun to do Charleston, too, as well. Did I mention that I love Charleston? I really love Charleston.
I know that.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Speaking of Charleston, also, then you also heard Caravan Palace doing the I Charleston harangue music. I love that too. That's a really good tune.
It was an interesting song.
We just need to do a quick word from our sponsors. Here we go. And our sponsors are the Hepcat Hoppers, providing Waterloo Region with weekly live jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and swing era performances. Enjoy live jazz every Monday starting at 9 p.m. right here at Maxwell's Music House, 220 King Street East, King Street North, 220 King Street North, Waterloo, Ontario. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca. Cutting-edge DJ services, professional DJ services for weddings, corporate events, and school dances. Book your next event at their website at cuttingedgedj.ca. Chinook Farms, raising all natural cattle with care, your local food source for beef. We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, sausage, summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca. That is shadynook.ca. Looking for the ultimate ice cream experience, Tim Hortons is proud to introduce Cold Stone Creamery. It all starts with making the finest quality ice cream fresh in the restaurant, then pick from a selection of delicious mix-ins, and watch as it all combined on a frozen granite stone. Be sure to try a signature creation made just for you. Visit the Tim Hortons at 197 Frederick Street to enjoy all Stone Cold has to offer. Thank you very much to all of our sponsors for this radio show. And also thank you to Sound FM for giving us this radio show. This is a lot of fun. We're having a really,
yeah,
we're having
a
blast
really
here.
It's a great opportunity.
We're having
to
a blast
here and share our music.
Yeah, it's a really good time, and I hope those of you out there are enjoying it. So that is CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. Yes, very much indeed. And also, I have a couple of announcements here from the national and international swing dance scene that there is around the world. Nationally, the weekend of July 29th, that starts tomorrow, and we're going Lindystock in Algonquin Park. For more information, visit www.torontolindyhop.com. September 24th weekend is the Canadian Balboa Championships in Montreal, Quebec. For more information, visit CanadianBalboaChampionships.com. Balboa is spelled B-A-L-B-O... I did that wrong. B-A-L-B-O-A. Balboa. It's a kind of dance that our very own Amanda Bell specializes in. And some people in the community are starting to fall in love with it as well. So that is happening nationally. Internationally, July... 5 weeks in July, the Harang Dance Camp in Harang, Sweden, with international instructors and dance parties. For more information, visit harang.com. H-E-R-A-N-G, Harang. Camp Hollywood is the July 28th weekend in Los Angeles, California. A weekend of dance instructions, live music, and competitions. Visit camphollywood.net. And the 6th annual Jeju Swing Camp is August 26th weekend on Jeju Island in Korea. Weekend of dancing on a cruise ship and poolside. Yes, Jeju Dance Camp.
That sounds great.
That sounds really awesome.
Oh,
I think the best swing community in the world is in Seoul, Korea, for sure. They really know how it's done over there, so I've heard. I guess I've never been there.
I'd love to go one day.
David Trin has been. David Trin has been to Seoul, Korea
He's been everywhere.
He's been everywhere indeed. He's been teaching in Sydney, Australia, and in New Zealand, and the list just goes on forever. So, yeah. Seoul, Korea, it's totally where it's at. Yes, and now we're gonna hear a little bit more music, and
yeah,
I guess our show was just about coming to a close. So.
Yes, so we might have time to play two songs, right?
Yeah, we could play, well, more than two songs, but what do you got for us, Ava?
Well, I have Airmail Special, and I Don't Mean a Thing by Emily Claire Barlow. She's Canadian.
Are they both Canadian? Or Emily Claire Barlow is Canadian?
Yes.
Terrific. Canadian is always good. And let's hear it. Thank you. Can sing. You're listening to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. Thanks for listening. That is a woman who can sing. Who is that, Ava?
She's Emily Claire Barlow.
Emily Claire Barlow. And that is some awesome scat right there. I absolutely love it. All right. So we are just about done for the night. We're just going to leave you with a couple of songs. Thank you very much to Sound FM for bringing us on here. And thank you very much to all of our sponsors and all of those guys. Ava,
yes.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it was.
As it always is, hanging out with you. And, we have a couple of songs that we're going to leave you with.
Okay.
We have two songs we're going to leave you with. And the first one is a childhood classic of mine. And that is The Suits Are Picking Up the Bill from the album Perennial Favorites by the Squirrel Nut Zippers. And if any of my family members are still listening or if they've gone to sleep, then they should enjoy this because I love this song. And it's a
really
real...
good song.
Yeah, it's a real blast from the past for anybody from my family. And then last, what have we got?
Last, we have Good Night, Sleep Tight.
Good Night, Sleep
and
Tight.
And Lullaby in Ragtime. It's a medley from the movie The Five Pennies.
The Five Pennies.
With Danny Kaye and Louis Armstrong appears in a movie several times. It's a fun movie. It's a very old movie.
That sounds pretty fantastic. And then after that, DJ Carmelo is coming on for some hip-hop, which we should all enjoy. DJ Carmelo is a regular here at Sound FM, and that's going to be pretty awesome. So, here we go. Thank you all very much for listening, and have
Thank
a wonderful
you for
evening.
Tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in, Waterloo.
Yeah.
And stay classy.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.